I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo.
A gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Memo. It is Wednesday, August 30th. I'm Derek, joined by Lauren.
Hey, Derek.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to look over and not see Brad.
Hey.
I like this rotating.
kind of spice it up a little.
Yeah. I feel like, what's her name when Regis left?
Oh, yeah. Kelly?
No, we don't say her name.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. No, Kathy Lee. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Whatever. I don't really know that one's name. Yeah. How are you? You doing well? You excited to be here?
I'm freezing.
Like you're in for a long winter's nap.
Well,
is that bear skin?
I think the rain has finally gotten here and the temperature has dropped. Mm-hmm. And that does not mean that the Daily Journal has risen the temperature inside of the building.
But you are from the north.
Oh, I've acclimated.
Okay.
I went up for my sister's wedding, August 11th, in Michigan. High of 80 degrees, no humidity. It was beautiful. And I was like, Mom, I need a sweater. Bring me a sweater.
You're one of us.
Oh, yes, I am.
One of us.
I think it's official now.
Yeah, I mean, that is some serious. I mean, you got coffee and you got a sweater and then
tea.
Yeah. Excuse me. That look she just shot me, ladies and gentlemen.
I haven't drank coffee since April.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. I mean, I've drank like latte drinks, like espresso.
That would be coffee.
Yeah, but I have not had a cup of coffee.
Just a black cup of coffee.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So. Well, we won't split hairs then. But you're in.
So I'm still getting some caffeine.
You look like tea has caffeine. All you're missing is a Harry Potter book and a roaring fire, and you'd be good for the night.
The perfect day.
Yeah. Well, otherwise I'm like, can we turn it down a little bit more? It's warm in here.
I'm always cold, though. So, but I knew coming into work today, I was like, I'm going to need my sweater because it's...
This room is always cold, especially the studio.
That's why I brought
That's why we picked this one.
So I brought the blanket.
Yeah.
So I walked in and I was like, oh, I'm going to go get my blanket.
Well, it's very mysterious. When guests come in later, you could just have it, you know, curled up. Like, is she dying? Is she, what's happening?
Just hibernating.
She looks ill, you know, all bundled up and everything. Well, thank you for coming on today.
We appreciate you having here.
Chris is here as well. You might have heard him.
Maybe.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
He could have edited this out and he could edit this out. Who knows?
And good luck.
We have a full show today. Scott Morris will be joining us to discuss. Tell me you didn't just put your warm beverage on your phone. Was that what just happened? Really?
No, Dad. Sorry.
That gave me heart palpitations a little bit. To discuss Hurricane Harvey relief efforts going on here locally. Michaela Morris, his wife. Anybody know that?
Did we just
blow everybody's mind? Discussing the North Mississippi Medical Center and Blue Cross Blue Shield lawsuit, which is taking shape. And then probably the saddest story the memo will cover this year.
Sorry, Derek.
Oh, I know.
The loss of Shockley's. Oh, God.
All right.
I'll be okay. I'll be all right. Dennis Sid's going to give us the play-by-play on that. So I may have to leave the room.
Oh.
It's a deep burn. It's my childhood.
Right?
It's my childhood.
Your childhood no longer exists.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Oh. It's like salt in that wound.
Yeah. Mm. Can I have your blanket now? I feel the need to be comforted.
Take my tea. Go curl up.
We'll suffer through anyway. You'll have to suffer through with this, folks. Let's go ahead and get started.
All right, we have Scott Morris here today. He went and talked to a couple different agencies yesterday, including 8 Days of Hope, about ways people here can help with Hurricane Harvey. Did you talk to Steve Tybor yesterday?
Yeah, and his wife.
Okay.
So today's Wednesday, and so until 6 p.m. today, they're still accepting items. They don't want food. They don't want clothes. Mm-hmm. Money is always good.
Yeah.
And also things like batteries, generators, power tools, extension cords, box fans, things like that will help in the immediate aftermath of this storm. This is not the regular 8 Days of Hope mission where Usually those take place like 6 months later, and they show up for 8 days and just book it hard to like make a big improvement for people.
Yeah.
This is a rapid response team that's going. They'll be putting up tarps, tearing out walls, just doing whatever they could, triage type of thing.
Yeah.
And they expect to be in the Houston area. And that's still up in the air. Like when I talked to them, they're expecting to be in the Houston area throughout September and October.
Right. Yeah.
And if you want to volunteer, you don't have to be there for the whole time. You can you can go and come back type of thing.
Okay.
As I was talking to his wife, Charmaine, the other morning, she was saying that, you know, they're from upstate New York and they moved down here. And, you know, they formed 8 Days of Hope in the wake of Katrina, because they were removed by that. And she said something that just like this kind of confirmed that God had a purpose for them. Mm-hmm. They see this as their mission in life and their God-given mission.
Definitely.
To offer aid to the afflicted. Mm-hmm. You know, in this case, afflicted by a massive more active nature that is just destroying lives.
I know. Yeah, they actually were here, I know, in Tupelo. They got to help out in their hometown.
In 2014.
Yeah, after the tornado. So. Yes. And a couple of their agencies, you talked to the Red Cross and the...
I did. Talked to Red Cross, Salvation Army. Yeah. And United Blood Services. On the blood services front, what's interesting is the more blood we have in Mississippi, the better Mississippi's needs are covered, the more we can lend to them.
Send help out.
So this would be a good time for overflow because we're always going to have our needs in Mississippi. That doesn't change.
Yeah.
But now there's more need in Texas. Mm-hmm. And so the lady I spoke with said, you know, they're really looking at it like that, that, you know, Mississippi's needs are going to need to be taken care of. And so, but extra giving means helping out in Texas. Mm-hmm. So if you're a blood donor, give them a holler. Red Cross can train you to send you out there. They call it just in time training that they can send you out there to work if you want to do it.
Yeah.
They're also, obviously they would love to have your money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so again, money's a situation there. and you can text Harvey to 90999 to make a $10 donation. So again, that's Harvey to 90999, and again, a $10 donation to Red Cross's efforts. You can learn more at redcross.org. Mm-hmm. O-R-G. Mm-hmm. Also, we talked with Susan Gilbert over at Salvation Army. Now, see, they hadn't been mobilized yet. From Red Cross here have already gone to Houston, but they work kind of in shifts like you expect them to.
Yeah.
Salvation Army hadn't been mobilized yet because Mississippi is kind of responsible for Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama. And so now Harvey, Tropical Storm Harvey or Tropical Depression Harvey, whatever it is right now, moving into Louisiana. That's going to create some need.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're kind of hanging on with local officials to go down there.
Wait and see when they're called.
And Salvation Army could also train you up to be able to be a disaster volunteer. They have an online course at disaster.salvationarmyusa.org. I just love saying org. I don't know why. O-R-G. So again, that's www.disaster.salvationarmyusa.org.
Okay. Well, so it seems like there's a lot of ways. If people want to go help, they can, but also ways to help from home, too. So
what's interesting, what I heard on the radio is a fellow who had been going to these things for 15 years. Mm-hmm. He had been a relief worker, relief volunteer. He went down, and his car was swallowed up, and he became a refugee. And so do what you want to do, obviously, but, I mean, having training and having some...
Yes.
First off, the training's not a guarantee because this is a fast-moving situation. And it's still an acute situation. But, you know, anybody who wants to help certainly can find a way.
Definitely. All right. Well, thanks, Scott. I appreciate you coming in.
Sure thing.
Look for the two sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with Brad Locke and Dalton Middleton. New episodes air every Wednesday. You can listen to it free in iTunes. Podcast apps are at preprally.djournal.com. Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans, check out Double Coverage podcast. Ole Miss beat reporter Parrish Alford and MSU reporter Logan Lowry release a new episode each Thursday afternoon in which they provide game reviews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and Rebels. Listen to it for free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com.
You can also wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's News Break, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a five-minute video. Shows are posted each weekday at 7 a.m. at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, and the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. And if we had bagpipes, we would be playing Amazing Grace on them right now. Dennis Sid joins us.
Good morning.
As we mourn the loss of one of the great establishments of Northeast Mississippi.
Derek's childhood.
My childhood is not an establishment.
Yeah, 4 days and counting.
4 days until
D-Day.
Shockley's restaurant is no more.
Sad but true.
What's the history of Shockley's, Dennis?
It's old.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Not much has changed inside the walls.
No, it's... We could date it back as far as 1962, and like you said, not a lot of things have changed, for better or worse. But
I've been going 30 years, and I don't think anything. I walked in one time 10 years ago, and they hung a new picture, and I was like, what is that? Why would they do that? That's weird.
Hey, just go for the food. Just go for the food.
Yeah.
The grits, the bacon, uh-huh. The biscuits,
but
pancakes.
Not the pancakes, apparently, as Lauren said. She did not care for their pancakes and did not return to the establishment. You're the reason they're closing.
I apologize. I should just keep my opinion to myself.
Dennis and I went for breakfast yesterday morning.
We did.
We enjoyed ourselves.
I went again today, too.
Okay.
Without you.
I wasn't invited today.
Sorry. Hey, it's an open invitation. I did say I'm going every day this week.
That doesn't mean come along. You could just be showing off.
True.
Well, was it crowded today?
There was a decent crowd, yes. They were preparing a lot of to-go orders.
It's kind of just out of nowhere. I mean, it's always one of those things that's just here. You just know you can go to Shockley's. It's been that way since, what, 62?
62, at least.
And it's always been there. And not too long ago, probably 6 or 8 months ago, they stopped opening on Mondays, which I guess should have been a sign of the times, but... I was in denial.
You know, I've only had lunch there twice that mm-hmm. I can think of. I always go there for breakfast.
Yeah.
Never.
The lunch is good. I just do.
That's what I hear.
I may
have to try them. Their famous chicken and dumplings is on Thursday, so
yeah,
one last try.
Well,
I guess I know what I'm doing for lunch tomorrow.
All right. Can I join you for that one?
You might have to ask your wife first.
Yeah, okay. Well, fair enough. Touche. Why are they closing?
Well,
why are they stripping this away from me? Why does everything we love get taken from us?
Combination of things, you know, the building, it's not in good shape, and they don't own the building. They lease the building, and, you know, financially, it's a rough go of it. You know, the restaurant industry isn't exactly a high-margin place, and, you know, they've always had good prices, great portions, but, you know, sometimes the economics don't work, and when you're in an older establishment, older building that some people may or may not like, I mean, look at the demographic that goes there. A lot of nostalgia going on at Shockley's. You know, and they don't get the crowds that, you know, some other more modern-looking restaurants get.
So we
to
just,
put it nicely.
So we just downsize and we move into a smaller facility and we keep the dream alive.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, she mentioned, Ruth, the restaurant owner, mentioned that maybe there's a chance they can reopen elsewhere, but I don't know. Can you really reopen Shockley's at another place? Think of the history of that grill top that's been there probably since 1962.
I try not to as much as possible.
But, you know, I don't know.
I'm going to try to go Sunday and steal one of the booths. You want to help me with that?
You mean one without the spring sticking out of
no,
it?
No, I want the ones with the spring.
Oh, okay. There are a couple of booths that have been, you know, repaired in recent years, but just not enough of them.
There used to be a payphone in there that I would love to, I'd love to go up and play with when I was a kid. Go up and play with the payphone.
You might have to explain what a payphone is.
Sorry, payphone, Lauren, is a box and a wall with a phone, and you would drop a quarter in, and you could make a phone call before these things.
I actually did that in London.
No. Oh.
We, made a phone, had to make a local call, and we went
that
in
red
one
phone
of the red
booth?
Phones. Yes. Yeah, made a call.
Little red booth.
We had to go into about four of them before we found one that worked.
One that worked.
But, yeah. They're everywhere, though.
The It also had another thing that I love, just absolute nostalgia, with the phone book on the chain hanging off of it, which you don't see anywhere anymore.
Little blue plastic that
held it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I asked if any of the decorations would be leaving the place, and she said, no, the decorations that are there, save for a few that she brought in herself, you know, came with the building when she got it, so they'll be staying. So maybe that big old giant eagle that's hanging on the wall will be there.
That eagle's been there forever.
Yeah.
It's probably warped to the wall.
You know, I never got the, I never found out, or I guess I didn't ask how the name Shockley's came about. So maybe one of our listeners will can let us know.
Maybe so. Maybe so. I know Anthony Bean.
On Twitter.
I know Anthony Bean had it, and his father, it was his parents' establishment. He sold it to Ruth.
Sold it to Jane.
Jane.
In 2006, because Anthony was going to, according to food editor Jenna Parsons' story, Anthony was going to shut the business down in November 2006 after two of his longtime cooks retired, and then Miss Jane, who was Jane Kelly, was there. I've been a waitress there for years and years, and decided to take over. And then she turned it over to Ruth a couple of years ago,
sometime after.
And you know, and Ruth took over for essentially the same reasons Jane took over. She wanted to keep the folks there employed and you know continue serving Tupelo and the greater area with their fine breakfasts. And lunches.
So they just posted a note on the door one day last week saying that
apparently over the weekend.
Over the weekend.
Gave it our best shot.
Gave it our best shot. And that quote alone just makes me sad.
Very sad. You can read all about it in today's Daily Journal.
You can. Dennis, thanks for joining us.
Anytime. I'm going for breakfast tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe lunch too.
All right.
Chicken and dumplings.
Remember, you can watch the Daily Journal's Capital View webcast each Monday afternoon at djournal.com, where Capital Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being discussed in Jackson. Watch live on Monday afternoons at 2 or catch the replay later in the day.
Okay. And now we have health reporter Michaela Morris here with us today. Hey, Michaela.
Hey, Lauren. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So we're going to talk about this big kind of ongoing, so we had a breaking thing this morning also, about the hospital within Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yes. So last week, the hospital filed a lawsuit against Blue Cross Blue Shield, alleging a breach of contract, basically saying that the insurer had made unilateral changes to the way it was reimbursed, and these changes are costing North Mississippi Medical Center Tupelo $1 million a month since January.
$8 million.
$8 million so far this
total,
year.
Yeah.
So Blue Cross, of course, says, well, the changes that we made to these particular parts of the contract are not subject to mutual agreement. The crux of it is, or the where the change seems to happen and how the hospital gets credit for taking care of sicker patients, that Blue Cross has changed the waiting system. And it's changed, I guess you could almost say it, the deductible. They are called trim rates, so that if you're in the hospital so many days, once you hit, say, 8 days, the hospital gets reimbursed at a higher rate because you're sicker and therefore taking more resources.
Okay.
Well, the contract sets these trim rates so high now that people won't get there. So it's kind of like almost a really high deductible insurance plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the deductible's so high, you might as well not have insurance kind of thinking. So the hospital has filed a lawsuit to address this. All hospitals in Mississippi are under financial pressure, some more than others. We had 4 or 5 hospitals close in the last 3 years, but since we've been in a lull for about the last year.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to these changes with Blue Cross, changes in the way Medicare has been reimbursed has reduced reimbursements by $54 million over the last 5 years. So along with this lawsuit against Blue Cross, and the hospital announced an effort to reduce expenses and see where they could enhance revenues. And we now actually have a number of that. They're seeking to cut $31 million in expenses by the end of 2018 and increase their revenue by about $7 million. This cost reduction target is large, according to an email that was sent out by Shane Spies to the medical center family. Mm-hmm. But it represents less than 4% of their total operating costs.
Okay.
But and the news we have this morning is that they are going to close a 20-bed skilled nursing facility within the main unit. And this is kind of, think of it as a little mini nursing home. These are people who are no longer appropriate to be in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But they either they don't have somebody at home or they're still kind of medically complex. They need to, they still need to, a skilled nursing environment.
Okay, yeah.
And the hospital opened this, several years ago as a way to help families who were scrambling for mm-hmm. a nursing home placement so that these folks would have a place to go.
Temporary.
Where they, yeah. Because part of the reality of it is these people may or may not need inpatient level care, but whoever their insurer, Medicare, Medicaid, is no longer paying for them at the inpatient rate. They still need assistance, but they need a lower level of care.
Mm-hmm.
The center will close when everyone is discharged, and they're, in the future, they're going to refer these folks to skilled nursing or swing bed units at other NMC locations.
Okay.
So they are also closing the community health department in September. Those are the folks who do community health fairs like the late, great LiveWell Health Fair.
Uh-huh.
They do the safe sitter classes. They set up community seminars. Like there's one coming up called the Mother-Daughter Workshop mm-hmm. to help moms and daughters talk about those changes that come through puberty.
Uh-huh.
The Lunchtime Learning Series was their baby. So these are folks who've done a lot. I don't have answers yet about what will happen with the school nurses, which are also overseen under the community health department. Smoking cessation classes also fall under them.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, they are taking 7 beds out of service at the Behavioral Health Center. Mm-hmm. Those are people who need for inpatient care, for severe depression, self-destructive dependence on alcohol and drugs, or persistent psychological problems.
Uh-huh.
Now, what's interesting is that center is licensed for 66 beds, and it has been operating at 37, and this will take it down to 30.
Oh, okay.
So they are maintaining that service. I think they mention in the press release that this, because there are no other alternative providers for that kind of care in the community. You've got the state hospital, but those are commitments that are made through chancery courts. That isn't a resource where you can just walk up and say, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some other chemical dependency things, but this is a vital link in that chain for people who need help in that area. Those are the changes. There are other savings they're looking for, things that, like, they're going to look for implant and medical device contract savings,
oh, yeah.
supplies, reference lab contract savings, telecom services savings, mm-hmm. contract labor. So folks who aren't employed by the hospital or contracted, mm-hmm. that could really hit them. They are also going to, this would be on kind of the human resources side, they're looking for I think, about $3 million in savings on how they manage their pharmacy benefit for their employees. There's not a hiring freeze, but I've heard that they are definitely slowing or being very careful about what position open positions they choose to fill, mm-hmm. and that they open for replacements.
Yeah.
So it's a tough time.
And just for clarification, sure. they're not looking to end their contract with Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Unlike the issue where we had in 2003 that went almost 2 years, I think they resolved it in early 2005. Mm-hmm. That was a termination. It was very acrimonious. People were very upset with the hospital.
It was a big insurer around the area.
This round, right now, for people who have Blue Cross Blue Shield, everything is proceeding as normal. Uh-huh. They are, I think, both Blue Cross and the hospital want to resolve this mm-hmm. without the nuclear option of going to yeah. termination. This is a breach. Their goal is to remedy this breach and not go to termination. Mm-hmm. There, and unlike what just happened with United, which was a dispute over how the insurer was reimbursing claims, mm-hmm. there is no kind of ticking time clock that says you have to have this resolved by the end of May or United goes out of network.
Okay.
So it is closer to the cliff than anybody would like to be, mm-hmm. especially if you are relying on Blue Cross Blue Shield Insurance, which is the largest commercial insurer, and they handle third-party arrangements for a lot of companies. So I would be nervous, but I wouldn't be panicked.
Yeah.
So I would watch.
Okay.
But right now, everything is functioning normal. You can access all the services at in-network rates without any problem.
Okay. Well, since this will be kind of an ongoing thing, check out the Daily Journal for updates as this more news comes out.
Indeed.
For Michaela's story. So thank you for coming in today, Michaela.
Always a pleasure.
Bye, Lauren.
Bye, Derek.
Will you come back and do it again sometime?
Sure.
You sure? We didn't run you off?
No.
I see you have shed your bear skin.
Yeah, I can put it back on, but I'm doing okay.
You've warmed up.
A little bit.
Warmed up to us. No, you're still shivering. Yeah, you do have goosebumps. Yeah.
It's a constant in my life. So.
Well, we'll get you out of here, and we'll be back on Friday with our entertainment episode.
Oh, yeah.
In the meantime, you can find us online, memo.djournal.com, and follow us on Twitter at djournalmemo to find out when new episodes are available. You can also find all the stories we discussed in your daily journal or online at djournal.com, and follow us on Twitter at djournalnow. Keep up with breaking news. Be back on Friday.
And everyone enjoy football this weekend.
Everyone enjoy the opening football.
Stay dry.
Back again on Friday. See you guys.